This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster My Podcast.
And these are the Chochos.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Did you think that Lovecraft was the only person who could be racist in his his work? Here come the Chochos.
Here's August Derleth. What if globalization was bad?
Yep. I'm racist too. I'm August Derleth. Yeah, I don't care for the Chochos.
No, they suck.
These things suck, and they show up a lot because of the role-playing game.
Right.
So, like, the Chochos are human half-breeds, but not, like, the deep ones.
Right.
You're not in a good way. They're just, like, this, like, race of humans that were created by Chognar Fawn.
Right. So Chognar Fawn made the Miri Nigri. We've talked about those before. And when those went to intermingle with humans, the Chochos were the result.
Yep. They made dwarfs. And stuff. And this is something where, like, even when I first, like, pre-woke Gary, when I was reading, Call of Cthulhu supplements, and I was reading about these tribes of Chochos and stuff, I was like, oh, this ain't good.
I mean, it just, like, it feels like Tintin goes to Africa. Like, oh,
and you'll get Tintin goes to Africa.
Here, yeah. Like, here are the pygmies with the bones in their noses. She's like, just calm down.
Yep. It also, so it's like, so they have, they're in pygmies with bones in their nose. Witch doctor mode. And then they bring them in the 90s. There's 90s Call of Cthulhu. And they made them little crime bosses.
Yeah, they made like little triad.
Little triads. They make triads. And this book they were doing contains this fucking sentence, okay? After the September 11th, 2001 attacks on the World Trade Center in New York City, the Chochos realized the full potential of international terrorism. Okay. Monstrous Malorum. Like, good God. Malleus Monstrum.
Yeah.
Like, you don't get to retcon the Chochos into 9/11.
And then under no circumstances do the Chochos gotta hand it to them.
Yeah, it just seems kind of inherently disrespectful for the Chochos to like look at the Twin Towers falling and be like, yeah, let's do it. We're like this weird little crime goblins that became. It's just so you can have the role-playing game continuously struggles with having manageable villains.
Right.
Because if it's like the Dark Young or whatever, like one, you can't understand their motivations, which limits the kind of stories you can tell. Two, you can't really fight them.
Right.
So the role-playing game needs there to be humans, and they did so much with cults.
Right.
Like cults, everything's a cult. And I can imagine the game designers having this problem to solve where like we have to stop just.
Do they have to take something and just say, okay, throughout the ages, these, subhuman half breeds, we're just kind of always going to give them the cultural coding of whatever, like the acceptable racist target du jour is. So
that's
like, in the '90s after, you're just kind of like, oh, the Japanese are going to come and take all our jobs, blah, blah, blah. They're making all the cars now. It's like, okay, so now we're going to make them Asian. And then after, in the war on terror, now they're going to be, Middle Eastern terrorists, just consistently they have to be the shittiest thing.
Yeah, that's a real problem.
Yeah,
it's a real problem. The only thing I like about these guys is they have a creepy drug, which I love creepy drugs.
Yes.
That gives you hallucinations and drains your sanity. That's called Dr. Dream. Which I like that.
Yep. Called Dr. Dream. The kids are calling it Dr. D. D&D. Doc. Yep. DD and Dream.
Are your kids texting about Dr. Dream? D. It's just how many D's are they're texting about it. That's the only part of these things I like, but generally these things can fuck off. Every time they show up in like late, earlier supplements when they're kind of good, or not good, but like better, it still just gives me the creepy crawlies. And just, as somebody like as a Lovecraft fan, there's a certain amount of cognitive dissonance that you have to just have in general about like the racism going on and anything that just takes my face and just shoves it in it.
Yeah. It just the Chocho remove all sense of plausible deniability.
Exactly.
Right?
Plausible deniability to work.
Yeah. It's load bearing.
Yeah, it's a load bearing plausible deniability, Chochos. Get off my dick.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.